The Prodigal at Home. This was when Mark was in America, ascended into college on his own, remarkable in letters, but all gone. At 12 or so, I was the last one home with Mom and Dad, home being where they were, possessed by thoughts of go-karts, model planes, the escapades of Huckleberry Finn, and lucky kids my age in Narnia. In a town upriver far from Bangkok, Reader's Digest books, however old, inject such wild, condensed assurances of other worlds. The present human one seems waterlogged and dense, impractical. Mosquitoes interrupt fine tales of snow. I wandered dirt roads on my bicycle, slept in the afternoons, and woke at dusk in time to watch the sky turn purple-black. I'd see that color later when airplanes accelerated sunsets on the way to everywhere I'd go, and seeing it through the window from my bed induced the same lightheadedness I'd learn with each departure. Downstairs, dinner was just on. I ate like the prodigal and believed if there were other worlds, none was like this.